Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to avoid telling writing in fiction. Creative writing teachers love to dole out wisdom or advice about fiction writing, as if they're part of some esoteric order that guarantees enlightenment to all who memorize their pearls of wisdom. One of the most often quoted axioms is, "Show, don't tell." The idea is to keep students from explaining the story, that is, stop them from using telling writing, and get them to use showing writing instead. Creative writing students have heard this phrase so many times that it has essentially lost all meaning. In fact, it has become such an entrenched part of learning how to write, we seem incapable of recognizing the statement fails to fulfill its own standards. Show, don't tell? Pfft, have you ever seen a more telling sentence in your life? Never one to be content with the status quo, I have compiled 10 tips that actually describe how to avoid telling writing. Number 1. Use dialogue. This is probably one of the easiest ways to avoid telling writing. Dialogue allows readers to explore the scene as if they were there. Dialogue can also help with characterization, providing emotion, and accentuating mood. Here is a fun exercise. Try to write a complete story using only dialogue. Number 2. Use the senses. Another way to avoid telling writing is to make use of the 5 senses. Evoking the senses requires readers to recall their own experiences. Try to focus on the underused senses. Writers tend to focus on senses such as sight, touch, and hearing, but smell and taste are just as evocative. Number 3. Description. Description is sometimes problematic because it's so easy to overdo. Remember, the job of description is to paint a scene, but only the necessary parts of that scene. You don't need to include every detail. Describe what is relevant and describe it in a new and fresh way. For example, instead of writing the sentence, "John is very tall," try something like, "John kept bumping his head on the top of the doorframe." Number 4. Look for adjectives. This is a great technique for finding instances of telling writing in your manuscript. Nearly every instance of an adjective is an underdeveloped opportunity for some great showing writing. Consider the phrase, "smelly dog." As a phrase, it's fine, if boring. Try to show the smelly dog. Joanna wrinkled her nose as the dog approached, and then tried to sneeze the scent away. Your turn. Try to think of other ways to describe a smelly dog. Number 5. Use nouns that work for you. Nouns are the laziest part of speech in the English language. They don't really do much. Whatever they are, that's what they are. But nouns can be whipped into shape and used to avoid telling writing. Consider the difference between the words husky, dog, and mongrel. They might all refer to the same thing, but ask yourself, which would you rather pet? Number 6. Avoid adverbs. Avoiding adverbs is another relatively simple technique that will help turn your telling writing into showing writing. These little words are very easy to spot. Look for a word ending in ly and consider expanding it to show the story action. Instead of "she ran tiredly," consider the phrase "she ran until her legs pumped battery acid." Number 7. Metaphors. Using metaphors is another great way to avoid telling writing. However, as with description, you must be careful when using metaphors because they can cross into the realm of cliches in the blink of an eye. If creative writing has a crime worse than telling, it's being cliched. Number 8. Be on guard for emotional qualifiers. I don't have many pet peeves in writing, but emotional qualifiers drive me absolutely nuts. Whenever I read the word anguish in creative writing, I see red. Words like amazement, happily, and sadly make my blood boil. Instead of using these empty words, find new and refreshing ways to describe emotional states, or better yet, allow your characters to convey their emotional states through action and dialogue. That being said, writers should also avoid cliché gestures for emotion, like biting your fingernails to convey anxiety. Number 9. Be specific, not vague. The above points could be accurately summarized by stating that writers should be specific rather than vague. Telling writing does not deal in specifics, which allows the writers to rely on generalizations. For some reason, writers sometimes fear that being too specific will alienate readers, but the opposite is actually true. The more specific you make your writing, the more accessible your writing becomes, and the larger your potential audience. Number 10. Don't overdo it. Now that you know how to show, you must remember one other axiom. With great power comes great responsibility. Show, don't tell is not a license to overwrite. While researching this article, I came across sample after sample of overwritten prose submitted as examples of showing writing. Good writing should mix showing and telling. Telling writing is boring. However, writing that only shows has a tendency to be so over the top it detracts from the story. Ultimately, your goal as a writer should be to engage your reader with interesting, fresh, and concise prose. Admittedly, this is sometimes difficult. But Scribendi.com's manuscript editors can critique your story and ensure it is the best it can possibly be. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.